The organization in charge of three new planned homeless shelters in Salt Lake County has decided which populations will go in which shelters. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
At Thursday's board meeting, members of Shelter the Homeless declared the proposed shelter on High Street in Salt Lake City will be a 200-bed mixed-gender segregated facility. Single men will be placed at a 300-bed shelter in South Salt Lake, and women will be located at the 200-bed shelter on 700 South in Salt Lake City, where a Deseret Industry store currently stands. Janelle Flukiger is executive director of Shelter the Homeless. She says the agreement was the natural result of conversations the board has had over the last few months.
As everyone has looked at the numbers of, you know, where men need to go, there's obviously going to be a larger capacity in South Salt Lake. The state had concerns about, you know, they had services and facilities located near the 7th South shelter that were focused on women. It's also a more secure site, so that seemed to make more sense for women.
Shelter the Homeless is a 12-member nonprofit board that owns and will operate the new shelters once they're completed. The board is made up of government officials, including Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski and Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, as well as other religious and community leaders. At Thursday's meeting, local businesswoman Gail Miller and real estate developer Josh Romney were named to the board. Whitney Evans, KUER News.